Hey guys, it's IndyCar driver Tony Kanaan, and you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
720 WGN. I'm on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us, one of the most popular and beloved personalities in racing, Indy Series champ, Indy 500 champ, winner overall for the Rolex 24, and excited to see him as the driver of the number 14 for AJ Foyt Enterprises at the Rev Group Grand Prix coming up at Road America. The one and only Tony Kanaan, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Tony. So this has got to be exciting. It's exciting for everyone here. The National Park of Speed, it's one of our great venues. It's one of the great venues in racing, and a lot of the drivers really enjoy it. It isn't necessarily Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's in the middle of the countryside. But talk a little bit about either your experience or what you're looking forward to coming up at Road America in a couple weeks.
Now, Dane, it's one of my favorite racetracks. It's one of the most challenging and fun racetracks to drive, so I can't wait to be there. It's always been a fun event. Obviously, I've been racing there since 1998, and I mean, if you talk to any driver, what is their favorite road course? We're always going to say it's Road America.
It is an experience, too, and it is one of the things, the testaments that they say when you get people out there, they get hooked on racing, they get hooked on IndyCar because the access is so great. I mean, you look at a place like, you know, Indianapolis, it's an iconic location, but at Road America, the people have an opportunity, almost like golf, to follow the drivers, follow the track, sit in a bunch of different places. You're out there at one with nature, and the access is incredible. Every ticket is really a pit pass.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, it's such a family event. You can get, you know, you can camp over there, and we do autograph sessions. We have more than just our races. I mean, it's a place that my kids love to go to that race because there's so many activities to do. You know, they have a zip line at the racetrack, which is awesome. You can, you know, while we're driving, you can go on top of it. It's crazy. So it's a really, really a fun event.
Talk a little bit, as a guy who's experienced and achieved just about everything that you can in the sport of racing, and as much talent as maybe people have behind the wheel, you got to have a great team, you got to have great equipment. AJ Foyt has a history there at Road America as well, but talk a little bit about being part of that team and how important it is to have a legend kind of leading what it is you guys are doing.
I mean, it is a big responsibility to race for a legend like AJ with, you know, all his wins and his success. For us, you know, we need to try to do our best. And even though when we do our best, we're never going to be as good as AJ. So, I mean, I love to drive for him. I mean, the number 14, it's an iconic number in racing. And I this year we've been trying to elevate the quality of the team. We're trying to look for our first win, maybe. You know, Elkhart Lake and Road America will be the first one.
Now, does AJ say that, of course, you know that everybody recognizes that you're a student of the sport and a historian, you know a lot of that stuff. Does AJ have to remind people who he is, or does everybody just kind of get it? Or does he kind of share, hey, you'll never be as good as me, I'm AJ Foyt?
Nah, he knows. He knows, and we all know. Some things you don't have to mention. They're obvious. So, you know, it's fun because working for him and then hearing the stories and I mean, I was an AJ fan growing up, and now having the pleasure to work closely to him, it's for me at this point of my career, it's awesome.
Yeah, letting the listeners know we're talking with the great Tony Kanaan, driver of the iconic number 14 as well. One of the things that has, I don't know if it's changed, but maybe a little bit more awareness has come into racing and racers as athletes, as opposed to just great, you know, kind of fighter pilots out there. And I think you're part of leading that charge as far as kind of the fitness regimen and really being an athlete in general, letting the listeners know, not only do you drive a race car, but you do triathlons and the Ironmans and all that kind of stuff. Do you do that to keep your edge in the car, or would you be doing that even if you weren't driving?
Nah, it's tough to say what I was going to be doing if I wasn't driving, because I've been driving since I was 8 years old. So for me, I think the most important thing is to live a healthy life. But also, I mean, I'm 44. I'm the oldest guy in IndyCar, so I think it has helped throughout my career to be fit and you know, obviously, I mean, you talk to AJ back in the days, they wouldn't exercise at all. They wouldn't do anything. They just would drive the race cars. And so to me, it's important. I love doing it. I think it's helping me. And now I'm doing even more because obviously it's helping me through, you know, to drive the race car for longer period of time. So basically, I can actually extend my career even longer.
Yeah, and even on some of these things, too, and just to kind of fill the listeners in, it's one thing to run a triathlon. Now, that's really impressive. The Ironmans are hard. But you were on, I read somewhere, you were on American Ninja Warrior. I've been watching a lot of that show. It was on. I was in Portugal last week, and it was one of the shows that was on all the time, so I got to watch a lot of that. And that is really hard. Is that one of the toughest shows? Is it as hard as it looks on TV to compete in that program?
It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I mean, I thought, you know, as an athlete, I could go and train for a little bit, and then, I mean, if anybody watched me on the show, I was on the second obstacle I felt. So it's really, really hard. So it's completely different than what I've ever done in my life.
You mentioned the family-friendly aspect of it, too, and we want to mention as well out at Road America for the Rev Grand Prix is that they're doing something special for our first responders. So card-carrying first responders, the people out there, and men and women in uniform, they are going to be able to experience everything at race weekend for free, including the Sunday Grand Prix race for the IndyCar, the NTT IndyCar Series. So that's pretty great, too. So you're going to not only get to meet some families, meet some fans, obviously, but a lot of the men and women in uniform are going to be able to kind of get out there and see their biggest racing stars as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Obviously, you know, when you think about, those are the people that save our lives whenever we get in trouble. So it's awesome that Rev is doing that. I know they've been supporting. Obviously, they make their vehicles, so it's great. And I'm looking forward to meet some of these people. For sure, they're going to be around, and we're going to be around. We have autograph sessions. We have a bunch of things going on, so come watch us.
Yeah, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com as well. One of the last things is we talk about transformative travel and family road trips. I was just in Portugal with a guy, another media member who had spent some time in Brazil. And you're an ambassador not only for the sport, but also for Brazil. For people that are hearing this that may want to, the world is getting to be a smaller place. People are loving to travel. What are a couple suggestions that you have for things that they shouldn't miss if they get out and visit your home country?
I think they got to go to Rio de Janeiro and then visit the Corcovado they make. They call it Corcovado, the sugar loaf. I mean, those are iconic places that, you know, Brazil, it's a tropical country. So it is always sunny. You can enjoy the beaches there. But Rio is the place to go.
Rio is the place to go. And very last thing, we do this with all the drivers, with rock stars, with movie stars. Simon Pagenaud shared the fact that he's got a 69 Mustang Fastback. We talk about the first car. So, you know, Tony, what was your first car? Was it something great? Was it something kind of embarrassing? What was it?
My first car was a Volkswagen Golf. It was at 20 years older than the year that I got it. So, no, it was nothing exciting.
Oh, it shows.
It was nothing exciting.
So Tony Kanaan appreciates a car that's practical, that's good on gas, right? Fuel mileage often comes to play in the races, so that's what you were thinking.
Correct. I think my parents thought, you know, here, you're going to learn how to drive with this thing just in case so you don't go fast on the streets. He already go fast on the racetrack, so they gave me something that wouldn't go fast.
He's going to be going fast. Hopefully, we're going to be rooting for him out there at the Rev Group Grand Prix at Road America. So, Tony, thanks so much for what you're doing. Looking forward to seeing you. I know a lot of fans are. We'll have links up on the site, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, my friend. Thank you.